Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. With barbecue season in full swing, we think it makes perfect sense to take a close look at one of our favorite meals, barbecued shrimp. Like anything else, there are do's and don'ts that we may not all be aware of. So, Chef Jerry Pellegrino, would you please fill us in on some of the best hacks for throwing a little shrimp on the barbie?
Yeah. They don't always have to be little, too, you know?
No.
You can get some nice ones. But just a couple of things. Like, there's certain varieties out there that you want to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are basically the ones that are most popular, most common, are a variety called white leg shrimp. They're from the Pacific. They are farmed. They're mild. They're slightly sweet, medium-sized. And, you know, those are good for things like pasta or shrimp salad.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get a Gulf version of those, but those are actually wild-caught. So they're a little more flavorful. So keep an eye out for that.
Jerry, are the wild ones easier to peel than the farm-raised?
You know, I think they are. I mean, and we can talk a little bit about that because I think these days you might as well buy them peeled anyway. But
yeah.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I think the one that I like to find are the tiger shrimp.
Yes.
I mean, they've got these beautiful, distinct dark stripes, and they can actually grow quite large. They've got firm, meaty texture. And they do stand up well to the heat of the open flame, which makes them like sort of the grilling choice.
Yeah.
There's others, but the one that I think people maybe always overlook are rock shrimp, which they're tiny. They have a hard spiny shell, but you usually can get them peeled. And they're the ones that actually most resemble lobster with the firm sort of chewy tail. And
yeah.
I find those perfect for shrimp salad sandwiches.
Oh my, okay.
Let me clear up a little thing about sizing shrimp too. It's basically based on the number of shrimp per pound. And so they're usually sized in numbers, like 16 to 20s means that there's 16 to 20 shrimp per pound.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a U sometimes, like a U10, which means that there's under 10 shrimp per pound.
Which means they're huge.
That means they're very big. So the smaller the number, the bigger the shrimp. The other thing that's interesting, like we just talked about peeling, you can get shrimp in the shell, or you can get them what's called P&D'd, or peeled and deveined.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're peeled and deveined, the number of shrimp per pound is more because you count the shell weight. So like a 16-20 P&D'd shrimp are bigger than a 16-20 shell-on shrimp. All right? So that's another thing you have to be aware of.
Okay.
And then cooking, you know, we talked about grilling. I love that. I mean, if you have some skewers, easy, or one of those fish baskets.
Mm-hmm.
I like to boil my shrimp. I bring a large pot of water to boil, have it salted. You can cook shrimp from frozen too, which is interesting. So if you buy frozen shrimp, you can throw them in the pot frozen. All I do is look for the water to come back to a boil. Then I immediately remove them with a spoon and put them in an ice bath.
That's all. Wow.
Yeah. Again, you can also saute them, which is great, especially if you're making something like shrimp scampi.
Right.
I do them in the saute pan, some garlic, some olive oil seasoning. They're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you know, the biggest sin would be to overcook them.
Absolutely.
And interestingly enough, they shrink as they overcook.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take a U10, eventually you'll make it a 10 to 20 if you don't pay attention.
Good Lord. Well, we're going to put all this information on the website so people can throw their shrimp out there. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.